6 years. And I, see, I got my heater there, but if I can't get fuel, I don't need the heater. I had to take that out and get some wood sawed and run it in the fireplace.
What, in the fireplace, the things that you lay the wood on?
Are you talking about the fire dog? That's the fire dogs you put your wood on. Yeah, I had a pair of them. You know, I gave them away here. These antique things, too. I could have kept them. I don't know why I did. Different ones come in one of them things, and I don't remember who got them. Yeah, I had them. Met them one at each end and put my log on it. Yeah. That's them fire dogs. You told me what I'm talking about. Yep. And then I had these old smooth and orange, you know, too, and I forget if somebody come and got them. They wanted them to make something out of it, and I let them have them. You see, we used to have smooth and orange. Don't didn't have electric iron or gas, nothing to have it. We just heat it down there by the fire and take it up and iron. That's why we had iron them days. And I mean, we ironed them. A big old 13, 14, 15 gourds cart, be about that wide, double. Time you got done ironing, you'd done some ironing. And nothing to the iron heat but that fire. That's right. And I've been out there where that corn is now. I've been out there for, like I said, for it just ever take me, you know, sickly. I'd get out there in the axe and cut my own ironing wood and all. My mother would tell my two brothers to go cut it, but they didn't do it. And I'd go out and cut it and lay it in and iron, close all in. And then what, you know, them old big skirts and shirts and everything, you know. You just don't know. It taken a long time. But when the electric iron come in, I was so glad. I got the first one I've ever had when electricity come in. Sure have.
When did you get electricity?
About 25 years. And I got the same stove I got when we got electricity. Electric stove. The reason I had a big old range. Five eyes in it, and so my daughter, she had a little oil stove, I believe. And I said, little baby, I said, if you want this, I'll let you have it. And I just buy me and daddy buy us a electric. So my brother down there, he tickled me. He said, I'm going to wait and let you buy one. If it don't cost you too much to cook, you know, then he'd buy one. See, I had the young ones, and all of them would come every year, about every Sunday or Saturday, and I had to cook every week, you know, because they'd come, and I'd cook. Because he knew I cook a lot, and so when he found out, then he turned and bought one. But they've had three, and I've just had the same one. That's the difference.
Say, if you were going to start a fire, the kind of wood you'd use?
I'd use splinters lighter to start with, because I couldn't start with nothing else.
Okay. And, you know, you might take a big piece of wood and set it sort of toward the back, and it'd burn for a
while. All night. You used to in overtime, child, that's the way they did. See, they had to do this way on the front and have cotton out there, and whenever it hit just right, then it'd catch a fire. And then they'd take them splinters and build up them far in the fireplace, and then get up these big blocks of oak, green wood, you know, cut these oaks and big box, and put in there, and then it'd keep fire all night. Then you'd get up next morning and have your big old fast runner, and then you blow there, and then they catch them flint. That's where we used to get fire. We didn't have matches there, fight from flint.
Did you ever hear that, having a name for that big piece of wood that you set toward the back?
Yeah, it's oak wood. I don't want to, back piece they call it.
Okay.
That's right, back piece. That's just what they call it, a back piece to keep the fire going. That's right, back piece.
And that board.
That's a mountain shell.
Okay. Any other old-fashioned name on that?
I don't know. Yeah, that's the way it was. Damn, I didn't know that all that. Oh, yeah, different things now. Like, well, it ain't nothing like it used to be.
The black stuff that forms in the chimney, you'd call
that's
that?
That's smut.
Oh, any other name for that?
Soot, some people call it.
Okay.